Caro, Loma Linda, California, November 15, 1907. Dr. Caro, dear brother, I have just received your letter, written in Chicago. I am sorry to hear that your health is not good. I still advise you, as I did in my former letter, to come to California as soon as possible and meet your mother. We are doing our best to find an opening for your wife, where she can earn a living for herself and the children. During the past year, your family have been pleasantly located in a neat little cottage close by my own house. We have furnished them with milk and with garden produce. Some of the time, your mother has been busy nursing confinement cases nearby. This has helped them a little, but they have felt that they must get some permanent employment somewhere. It takes time, as you know, to get settled in any line of business. If you would cease going from place to place and come to California to unite in labor with your mother, it would be the best thing you could do. Your mother is hoping to attend the classes in the school here at Loma Linda, and then engage in the work in nearby cities during this winter. She desires to minister to those in need of help and instruction. I believe it would be well for you both if you could labor together. I believe your wife to be a thoroughly converted Christian woman. She is trying faithfully to perform her duties as mother to the children. The children are well-behaved and obedient. Your wife is now in Oakland, hoping that she may be able to earn a livelihood for herself and the children by giving massage. She is strong and looks the very picture of health. The only thing that grieves her is your absence from your family. She will endeavor to find some good helper to come in and care for the children while she is away giving treatments. We trust that your wife may be successful in this line of work. May Walling, about a year ago, started to give treatments and has done very well for the past year. When she began the work, she was not well. Now her skin is clear, her courage good, and she is in perfect health. Come, my brother, either to our home in St. Helena or here to Southern California. We may find you an opening where you can do a good work as a physician. If you need treatment, you might be greatly benefited by Dr. Rand at St. Helena, who, as you know, is a most successful practitioner. We shall likely be here at Loma Linda for a few weeks yet. And if you come at once, we might see you in Southern California before we leave. The people here do not know the unpleasant circumstances of your life. They suppose that you are broken down in health and are, for a time, traveling for your health. Come and let your mother be your doctor for a time. We consider that you have an excellent family. The oldest girl helps greatly in caring for the two younger children. There is love and harmony among them. But the children frequently inquire, "Where is father? And will he not soon be well enough to come and see us?" I write you these particulars in order that you may understand that your children expect that you will come to them as soon as you are well enough to travel. While you know that your course has not always been straight, yet if you will seek the Lord, He will accept your repentance and will write forgiveness in His books. We shall continue to look after your entire family and see that they do not suffer for the necessities of life. I feel so sorry for your children. I understand your position, and I would say to you, come to your Savior as a little child. Repent and be converted. The Lord is soon to come, and I greatly desire that you may become one of the Lord's little children. I will do all I possibly can to help you and to help your family. Look to Jesus, and He will be your helper. May the Lord find in you a repentant son.